Thank you, Chairperson, moderator, panelist, and every participant. I'm Xia Chen from the Institute of Philosophy, Chinese Academy of Social Sciences. Yes, there are rooms and need for more engagement for parliaments to work with others. Our panelists this morning have mentioned quite a few of corporations they have practiced in their country. It is good to know their experience. Democracy is very necessary to have more engagement for parliaments working with others. Democracy can be practiced in several different efficient ways. In China, there are two important forms of democracy, that is electoral democracy and consultative democracy. The main platform of political consultation system in China is a people's Political Consultative Conference. The short form is CPPCC. The CPPCC is an important political forum and organization for the implementation of the multi-party cooperation and political consultation. It is an important channel to create chances as more engagement as possible. The CPPCC's consultative democracy is a form of democracy that is inclusive and has broad representations. The CPPCC has representatives from all walks of life. Each of these representatives is a channel for different voices from people, so the number of intentions, wishes, and interests expressed in this platform is huge. The purpose of consultative democracy itself is political consultation, democratic supervision, and participation in the deliberation and administration of state affairs, which makes people's engagement in decision-making possible through dialogue, discussion, and cooperation of various voices. By working with people who work on these issues and with relevant governance authorities on the handling of these proposals, this kind of democracy has done a great job in working with others regarding human rights, democracy, and rule of law. Thank you so much for your attention. Thank you.